Okay, so today we're really diving deep into this whole world of market research, and analysis. And
Right.
you sent over some really interesting stuff,
Yeah.
especially this Texo-Pagado thing. Really seems like you're really interested in figuring out how to use these market insights, like to really make a business successful.
Absolutely.
Are you ready to like unlock your market potential?
Yeah, no, I think you hit on something really fundamental there, right? Understanding your market is absolutely crucial to having any kind of success. And I think Texto Pagato uses this really powerful analogy of, operating without market knowledge is like setting off on this cross-country road trip
Oh, yeah.
with no map, no
Oh,
GPS,
wow.
no clue where you're going.
Yeah, like talk about a recipe for disaster. And that's what I think is kind of interesting about this Texto-Pagado thing, is they don't sugarcoat the risks at all.
Right.
It's like straight up, you're talking missed opportunities, wasted resources,
Yeah.
potentially some really expensive mistakes.
For sure.
And that statistic about businesses failing in the first few years.
Yeah.
A lot of it, I think Texto-Pagado was saying, can be traced back to just this lack of market understanding.
100%. It's like they never figured out how to read a map in the first place.
And that's where I'm guessing this Latin Flies company comes in, right? They're like that seasoned navigator who not only like hands you the map, but like teaches you how to use it.
Precisely. And that's what Latin Flash really specializes in, is providing that missing market intelligence through this really in-depth, research and analysis. They're all about giving businesses a clear picture of the terrain so they can make informed decisions every step of the way.
So it's not just about throwing a bunch of numbers on a spreadsheet.
Right.
This is much more strategic, like uncovering those aha moments that can really give you an edge.
Yeah.
What I'm curious about is how do they actually go about this? What makes their approach unique?
Well, Texto Pagato actually goes into some detail about their methodology, and one thing that stands out is this concept of what they call psychographic segmentation.
Okay.
And so instead of just looking at these basic demographics, your age or location, they actually try to delve into the psychology of who your audience is.
Interesting.
What are their values, their lifestyles, their motivations?
So it's like the difference between knowing someone's favorite color and like understanding their deepest desires.
Exactly. You're getting a much richer, more nuanced understanding of who your customer is.
Okay, so they're painting a picture of the who. What about the what and the how? How do they actually gather this information?
That's where things get really interesting.
Yeah.
According to Texto Pagato, they utilize this multifaceted approach that includes everything from traditional methods like surveys, focus groups, but then they also bring in some of these more, cutting-edge techniques like social media analytics, big data
So
analysis.
they're like combing through massive amounts of data
Yeah.
to extract those golden nuggets.
Yeah, and that's really the key to their approach, is they don't just scratch the surface. They really try to dig deep to uncover the why behind consumer behavior.
And all of this is designed to help a business actually do what improve their bottom line. I mean, what are the concrete benefits that this brings?
Yeah, and that's a great question, and it's something that Texto Pagato addresses directly.
Okay.
Essentially, this approach arms businesses with these insights they need to make smarter and more strategic decisions across all areas of their operations. So we're talking about product development, marketing, sales, customer service, you name it.
So it's not just about understanding your customers better.
Right.
It's about using that understanding to then make these informed decisions that actually drive growth and improve the bottom line.
100%.
I mean, for example,
Yeah.
let's say you're launching a new product.
Yeah.
How would this kind of research help?
So Latin Flash's research could help you identify what is the optimal pricing strategy for that product. How do we get this in front of the right people? What are the most effective marketing channels?
Interesting.
And then how do we even talk about this product in a way that's going to resonate with our target audience?
That sounds incredibly valuable.
And I think that's one of the other key benefits that Texto Pagato mentions, is this significant reduction in risk.
Because you just know more.
You know more by understanding the market landscape thoroughly. Businesses can avoid these costly mistakes and then make these decisions with a much higher degree of confidence.
It's like having a crystal ball
Yeah.
that helps you navigate these often really kind of turbulent waters of the business world.
For sure. But it's not just about avoiding disaster, it's about capitalizing on opportunities as well.
And that's where I imagine their expertise in this competitor analysis comes into play, right? Yeah. Like really understanding the competitive landscape.
And Texto Pagado highlights how Latin Flash helps businesses gain that deep understanding of their competitive landscape so they can identify both the threats and the opportunities that exist.
Okay.
It's about knowing your rivals inside and out so you can anticipate their moves and stay one step ahead.
It's like having a secret weapon in your back pocket.
Yeah.
So instead of reacting to the competition,
right,
you're proactively positioning yourself for success.
Exactly. And this proactive approach extends to identifying emerging trends as well.
So we're talking about like staying ahead of the curve. And that's got to be like super critical in today's market, right?
Yeah.
I mean, things are changing so fast.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Texto Pagado uses this phrase, disrupt or be disrupted.
Oh, wow.
And I think it highlights this need for businesses to be incredibly agile if they want to survive, let alone thrive.
And that's where I'm guessing this whole trend analysis comes into play.
Yeah.
It's like you're trying to like spot those waves before they crest.
Exactly. Latin Flash helps businesses identify those subtle shifts. It could be, you know, changes in consumer behavior, technological advancements, broader economic trends.
Yeah.
That could signal a major market shift. You know, imagine knowing that a certain technology is about to become like the next big thing.
Okay.
Or that there's this consumer need that's about to explode in popularity.
Okay, now that's what I call a game changer.
Yeah.
So instead of playing catch up, you're the one setting the pace.
Right.
You mentioned earlier that they use some pretty like advanced techniques to actually gather this market intelligence.
Yeah.
Can you give me like an example of what that looks like in action?
Sure. Let's say you're a clothing retailer.
Okay.
Okay, so Latin Flash might use social media analytics to track conversations that are happening about emerging fashion trends, or they might analyze customer reviews to figure out what are the pain points that people are experiencing with existing products.
Okay.
You know, is there a specific type of fabric that people aren't happy with? Is there a certain fit that's consistently getting negative feedback?
So it's like they're listening in on millions of conversations happening online.
Yeah.
And like sifting through all of that to figure out what actually matters.
Exactly. And it's not just about gathering the data. It's about knowing how to interpret it, right?
Right.
That's where their expertise really comes in, is being able to connect those seemingly like disparate data points and say, oh, this is actually a pattern here. This is a trend that we're seeing.
Okay. So we've talked about understanding your audience, analyzing your competitors,
yeah,
spotting those trends. But how does all of this actually translate into concrete action?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do they help businesses use this information?
Yeah, it really comes down to turning those insights into action.
Yeah.
And Texto Pagado really emphasizes that Latin Flash doesn't just like hand you a report and then disappear.
Mm.
They work really closely with businesses to develop tailored strategies based on whatever those research findings are.
So it's a collaborative process.
Yeah. It's about working together to say, okay, what do these insights actually mean for your specific business?
Yeah.
And then how can we use them to help you achieve your unique goals?
So let's go back to that clothing retailer example. What if this research revealed that there was this like growing demand for like sustainable and ethically sourced clothing?
Yeah. I mean, that's a hot topic these days.
Huge, right?
Consumers are way more conscious now of the environmental and social impact of what they're buying.
For sure.
So armed with that insight, the retailer could decide, okay, you know, we're going to launch this new line of eco-friendly clothing. And then the data might actually help them pinpoint, okay, what are the specific materials?
Interesting.
What are the manufacturing processes that are really going to resonate with our audience?
It's like they're not just giving you the map. They're like helping you navigate the terrain.
Yeah.
Avoid those obstacles.
Fair.
And really like chart the most strategic course to get where you need to go.
Exactly. And it's not just about launching, you know, new products or services. These insights can inform every aspect of your business strategy.
Okay.
Let's say their analysis reveals that a huge chunk of their target audience is active on a certain social media platform.
So you need to like focus your efforts there.
You focus your marketing efforts on that platform because you know that's where you're most likely to reach your ideal customer.
So you're not just like throwing money at a bunch of different things, hoping that something sticks.
Exactly. You're being much more targeted.
Okay.
In terms of where you're putting those marketing dollars.
This is all starting to make a lot of sense to me.
Yeah.
But I have a question. We've been talking a lot about the benefits for businesses.
Right.
What about the customer? I mean, how does all of this market research analysis actually benefit the people who are ultimately like buying these products and using these services?
That's a fantastic question, and it's something that often gets overlooked in these discussions.
Yeah.
But the truth is, when businesses truly understand their market, it's actually the customer who ends up benefiting the most.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Tell me more. How does that actually work? So we're saying it's a win-win for everybody, businesses and customers.
Yes.
I'm ready to be convinced. How does this actually work?
Well, when businesses really understand their market, they can actually start creating products and services that are like genuinely relevant and valuable to those customers.
Yeah.
It's about moving away from this, build it and they will come mentality
Right.
and really embracing a more customer-centric approach.
Yeah.
So less about like pushing products that nobody really wants
For sure.
and more about creating things that people actually need, maybe even before they realize they need them.
Exactly. It's about solving those real problems, fulfilling needs,
Yeah.
and ultimately, like, enhancing people's lives in a way that's actually meaningful to them. And Texto Pagado highlights some really interesting examples of this. They talk about a company that used market research to develop this new type of ergonomic office chair that was specifically designed to address the needs of people who spend hours and hours sitting at a computer.
So instead of ending the day with an aching back,
Yeah.
they're getting a product that's actually designed with their well-being in mind.
Right, and it goes beyond just the product itself. I mean, this understanding of the market also translates to marketing that's actually effective and
Okay.
less annoying. Right.
Right. So instead of being bombarded with all these generic ads that feel irrelevant,
Yeah.
customers are more likely to actually see messages that resonate with them.
It's like the difference between getting like a generic flyer in the mail versus having a real conversation with someone who actually understands your needs.
100%. And that kind of like targeted customer-centric approach, I think, leads to just a more satisfying experience overall.
So you're building a relationship,
Yeah.
not just trying to like, get that transaction.
Exactly.
And those relationships, I'm guessing, are really what leads to that long-term loyalty and really sustainable growth, right?
Absolutely. Texto Pagado actually says that one of the key benefits of this data-driven approach is increased customer retention.
So by understanding what makes their customers tick, businesses can actually figure out how to keep them engaged, keep them satisfied.
Keep them coming back for more.
Keep them coming back for more. Exactly.
I love it. Well, listen, this has been a fascinating deep dive.
Yeah.
We went from navigating in the dark to, I think, having a much clearer picture of how to actually like leverage these market insights.
Yeah, it really highlights the importance of informed decision making, right?
Absolutely.
When businesses take the time to truly understand their market, everybody benefits, the businesses and the customers.
So as we wrap up here, I have one final question for you. What's like the one big aha moment you're hoping our listener walks away with today?
I think the biggest takeaway here is simple, stop navigating in the dark. Market research and analysis aren't just buzzwords. They're essential for anybody who's serious about building a successful and sustainable business.
Yeah.
And by embracing that customer-centric approach and really harnessing the power of data,
Yeah.
you can unlock incredible opportunities for growth and you can start creating those products and services that actually make a difference in the world.
I love it. Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah.
So now that we've seen what informed decision making can do,
Yeah.
here's something to think about. What's one key piece of market information that you're missing right now that could totally change your business? Food for thought. Until next time, keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep diving deep into the knowledge that matters.